Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You have reached episode number 399, entitled Joost de Valk Talks About Progress Planner, his new website productivity tool. It was published on Thursday the 21st of November, 2024. A couple of bits of housekeeping just before we begin. If you are hoping to forget Black Friday in the WordPress space, forget it! Black Friday is such a huge moment for buying plugins, themes, hosting. Basically everything in the WordPress space is discounted. And we have done a really fine and credible job in putting all of the WordPress deals onto one page. It's wpbuilds.com/black. Once more, wpbuilds.com/black. Over there, you're going to find a searchable, filterable list of over 325 deals in the WordPress space. They really do range throughout the ecosystem. So everything, plugins, blocks, themes, hosting, some SaaS things on there, as well as a few lifetime deals thrown in for good measure. You'll be able to find absolutely everything. wpbuilds.com/black. And I would like to thank these three companies for helping make that page happen. They sponsored the page this year: WS Form, Real Cookie Banner, and Gravity Forms and Gravity Flow. You can check out their deal at the very top of that page. If you're listening to this podcast, it means that you're into WordPress, I presume. If you have a product or service in the WordPress space and you would like to promote that to a WordPress specific audience, head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out how we can help you get your product noticed, a bit like these four fine companies. The WP Builds Podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also joined by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. Joining us also is Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of rollercoaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. We're also helped out this week by Cloudways. Cloudways, ready to supercharge your website? This Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Cloudways is offering an exclusive deal. 40% off for 4 months, plus 40 free migrations. Don't miss your chance to experience high-performance hosting at an unbelievable price. Use promo code BFCM2024 now. The offer is valid until December the 6th. Visit cloudways.com and make the switch today. And sincere thanks to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, Omnisend, and Cloudways for their support of the WP Builds podcast. Companies like this really do make endeavors like WP Builds possible. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, we have Joost, the person, not the company, but he was the person that started the company, but now he's no longer with the company. It's very complicated. But Joost de Valk is talking to us today about his new project. It's called Progress Planner, and it's a really fun, interesting way of helping you, or possibly your clients, keep your website updated. Joost describes it as a bit of a hybrid between, well, Fitbit for websites and Duolingo, gamification put into the, well, let's be honest, drudgery of keeping websites up to date. It could be something that you use, it could be something that your clients use, but Joost today talks about how it works, why he built it, who it's for, and all of the different fun bits and pieces inside. It's really interesting, and I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast by Joost de Volk. How are you doing, Joost?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Do you know what? It's so difficult for me to say the word Joost and not think of the Y-O-A-S-T thing. But you're Joost. You are the Joost from Joost, but now not from Joost. It makes life tricky.
It does. can you imagine what it's like when it's still your company and people are saying that word the whole bloody day and you can't really do away with the trigger? Like when people say your name, you will respond whatever happens. So it drove me mad.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, your name is not Progress Planner. So nobody's going to be saying that out loud. Because that's what we're going to talk about today. It's an exciting new thing. Honestly, this is totally different from anything we've ever mentioned before. There is no chance that you've come across a plugin that kind of has this interaction with the real world. You've got actual things to hold in your hand that work with the plugin, things to write on. It's just interesting. So it's called Progress Planner. I guess the thing to do right at the top is to say that you've captured the perfect URL. Congratulations for that. I don't know if that was a tricky thing or not. But if you head to progressplanner.com, no hyphens or anything. In fact, really, pause this, go to progressplanner.com, poke around. You'll have a much better understanding when you come back. Progressplanner.com, and then come back and resume the podcast, and you'll know what we're talking about. So, it's the idea, I think, could be summed up in a few words. It's to destroy procrastination, right?
Yeah. I think about it as a bit of a Fitbit for your website.
Oh.
With sprinkles of Duolingo on it in terms of gamification. the general idea is people don't maintain their websites. So we wanted to figure out a way to help people do that more easily and to also make it a bit more fun so that the boring tasks of updating plugins and updating pages that really need to be updated get a bit of a fun effect to them. And, that's what we're working on. It's still very early days. We're as we record this, we'll have our launch day tomorrow, and on which we will take off the beta label from the plugin. It's actually working quite well, so you can just install it. We are planning our first Progress Planner Pro release because, of course, money needs to be made as well. It is the general goal is just to help people build better websites and maintain their websites better. One thing we've seen, especially I've seen a lot of hosts, is that people will build a website, set up the pages, etc., and then not come back to it for years, which is why we all go to websites when we want to go to a restaurant or to the barber or whatever it is that you want to go to, and the website's not up to date.
Oh, GeoCities, man. It's like still from the 1980s or something. Yeah. Restaurants seem to be a real. They seem to be the place that have stayed with GeoCities. So I totally agree, right? Like websites for you and me who obsess about WordPress, probably more than is healthy for us. Like getting into WordPress and doing stuff in there is actually quite fun because you like poking around and you like seeing what's new and all of that. But I imagine for 99.9% of people, it's exactly the opposite. You know, the millions and millions and millions of websites, there's a few thousand of us who work directly with WordPress, but there's millions who don't. Logging in, it's a chore. It's uninteresting. It's a job that they've been handed by some senior executive. They don't want to do it. And so you've identified this trend and you've thought to yourself, how can I, well, Duolingo is an app that you can get on Android and iOS and all of that. And they seem to have nailed the gamification piece, turn a boring thing. Well, I say boring, it would be uninteresting to me. It's difficult learning a language, sprinkle in a bit of fun and gamification, and out the other end, testimonials would prove it just works. They've just nailed it, right? They've got happy customers and people have learned languages. So the idea is simply the same here. Take the boring task, sprinkle in a bit of fun, and make it so that that task is less boring for the people, right?
Yeah. And it's also, it's not just boredom. What we will do in Progress Planner Pro is we'll actually guide you a bit more in what you should be doing. So one of the problems that people have is like, if you're not in the web industry and someone tells you that you need an about page, what are you going to put on that about page? How do you know what is a good about page? How do you even know what is a good contact page?
Yeah, usually you have to sign up to some web development course or, you know.
People don't know, and nobody really explains the basics. And so what we will do in Progress Planner Pro is what we've actually already built is courses that are literally in the editor. So the sidebar in Gutenberg is replaced by a course bar that has like text and a checklist that you can check off on per post with like things that you need to do, and videos of me and Marika explaining to you why you need to have that page and what should be on that page and why that's important. Relatively short, like a couple of minutes per post type and things. And it's so what we really want to do is get people underway and get them building proper websites, because this is hard. And I think as a web developer community, we think it's simple.
Well, because we've done it like 200 times.
Yeah.
It's really obvious. You need an about us page and it's a no-brainer. I'm not even going to explain why you need it. You just need it. Trust me.
Yeah.
But do you know what's interesting there is I've seen so many times the kind of embedded in a WordPress website video, but it's not the why, it's the how. It's always the how. Click this. Yeah. Do this, but you're doing the why.
Yeah, the what.
Right. So an about us page, here's why you need it. This is the reason behind it. You need a contact form. Here's why. This is the kind of thing you can do.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an interesting pivot. I like that.
And it's very much, all of this is very much about getting people to do the right things and then also maintain them. So another part of Progress Planner Pro is that we'll give you suggested tasks that you can do in your website. So things that we think that you should be doing on your site. No, these might include updating your plugins and your themes, but they might also include, hey, you've written your about page a year ago. It might be time to go check it again and see if it's still true. And if it's all still fine, perfect. You check off the tasks and you go on to the next one. But people need this help. They need these reminders and these basically a bit of a simple, I dislike the term project management system because that's not what it is, but it gets you the idea of what it could be. And just guiding people to have good websites and then maintain them properly.
Yeah, it kind of, my analogy would be, it hopefully when it's finished and it's all working, it would be that really helpful teacher that you remember from school. You know, that the teacher that really kind of figured it all out for you. And when you couldn't do maths, that was the teacher who said, come here, I'll help you through it. Yeah. And you know, you did it together. And the teacher was approachable and you got great memories. You always see people on telly who've become really famous. They get the award, you know, they've got the Oscar or something, and they mention their primary school teacher or something like that. And it's in their head. So maybe this is a bit like that. Another piece, I guess, to mention in terms of credibility of it, like anybody could have put this together if they had the coding chops. But in the background is your years and years of experience with Yoast. So we're talking now Yoast, not you, the individual, Yoast plugin. And we've all heard of Yoast. We know it's like massive and really successful and obviously doing the right thing in terms of SEO. So presumably tons of that data is just in your head about what websites need.
It is, and it's also not just my head or just Marika's head, but we have a couple of colleagues that we're very happy with that bring a lot of that experience too, and a lot of experience on larger sites and smaller sites and just doing this for a long time. I've been in the web industry for more than 20 years. I mean, I've got all the gray hairs a little bit.
Me too.
Yeah, we do bring a wealth of experience, I think. And as we go on, we'll slowly expand on what we can do and what we can help people with. Progress Planner Pro will have a couple of things that are, I think, are quite unique. One of the things we'll do is we'll run challenges. These will be between 4 to 6 weeks, where we'll give you a report up front about a particular facet of your site, and we'll help you improve that facet. So this might be broken links, site speed. What we've seen in all of our years at Yoast is that people would install the plugin and think that would magically make everything better.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And as much as I love what we built at Yoast, and it did actually make some things magically better, but the people that were really successful with it were the people that actually put in the work. And the thing is that these people that put in the work were the people that knew what the work was supposed to be. And now we know what we can tell people, like, hey, we'd suggest you do this next and this. And then next week, we'll give you another set of suggested tasks. We'll actually email you every Monday morning with, like, hey, this is what you did last week. This is what's on your own to-do list. And then we'll add some suggested tasks to that over time.
Yeah, I guess, dear listener, if nobody's told you, there's no replacement for hard work. Sorry. It's a revelation. It's a bit like me joining the gym and feeling that I'm going to get better because I joined the gym.
Yeah. No, and actually, in a time of AI, you can do a lot of that work faster than you could before.
Yeah.
But you have to actually get to doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the point, right? And we'll get onto the nits and the nitty-gritty of how the whole thing works. I've got to ask, though. So the websites, obviously, we could just use that term websites. But in amongst that, we might have all sorts of different niches, like, I don't know, a bricks and mortar store website, an e-commerce website, one for a charity or a non-profit or something. We might have something with just 5 pages that doesn't get updated all that much, that just needs inspecting from time to time. What I'm trying to say is one size doesn't fit all. Websites are a thing, but in amongst all that is a whole different load of variety. Does this accommodate that? Does it accommodate some sort of, okay, my intention here is to, I'm happy to do 3 hours a week, or this is my full-time job, or it's an e-commerce store. Do you take any of that into consideration, or yes, is that future roadmappy stuff?
Well, to a small degree, we already do it right now. So we'll give you feedback about product pages if you have them. If we recognize that you run WooCommerce over EDD or something else, and we'll say, hey, okay, so we have a separate small course about product pages and a checklist specific for, and we can do that for many different page types and different plugins. So we have all the infrastructure set up already to be able to do this quite well. Right now, the way we've built it so far has been very much, it's one website, one person. We are slowly pivoting that already now to, like, hey, we are. You might want to work with more people on a website,
right? Right.
So yeah. you want to maybe assign some of these tasks to someone, but we're looking at that. Nothing has been built there yet, but I think that will come, because indeed you're very right. There's websites that are maintained by one person or not even maintained by one person.
Yeah.
Barely maintained at all, and there's websites where people do a lot more and actually do a lot of weekly work, and we'd love to help both. We want to just be there to energize you and basically get you indeed out of that procrastination state into, like, hey, you actually need to do stuff.
Can I ask another question? Like, is there any real world component to this? And ignore the things that I'm holding in my hand. And dear listener, you can't see the things I'm holding in my hand. We'll get to that. But would there be like a community which might grow out of this? So in other words, I don't know. Yeah. So a thing where, I don't know, once a month you hop into a call with a bunch of Progress Planner.
These challenges will actually have monthly webinars.
That's what I was meaning.
We have actually planned 2 monthly webinars. So what we'll do in these challenges is in the first bit, we'll explain to you with an outside expert or one of our own experts what we're talking about that month, why that's important, what you need to do, etc. Those will be free and available to everyone who uses Progress Planner, free or paid.
And then we'll have a second workshop for our paid users, where we'll actually hold you by the hand and tell and help you figure out how you do this on your site the best.
That's nice, because I feel that you're going to scoop up a different proportion if you offer the real world thing. Because I don't know, I just feel that Zoom call, that personal touch, and I'm holding something up now which represents personal touch. It's just between me and Yoast. It makes the
actually,
difference.
Yoast and Marika, because Marika.
Oh, yeah. I'm basically holding a handwritten thing. I won't reveal the content of it, but when I came across this, Marika, who is with Yoast in this project, as well as life in general, I got a handwritten note. And I honestly, it actually made me smile. Like, I got a real, whoa. That's interesting. That's a bit different.
The response to that has been amazing.
Right.
So my wife is definitely the better marketer of the two of us. She comes up with these things. But it's also like, it's genuine, right? We want to know your opinion, and we want to know what... So we've sent that card to quite a few people, and we've had a lot of very good feedback, some of which will lead to more features, some of which is just, appreciation and cheering us on, which we love. But it is very good to have that. And I mean, it's just in this WordPress world, we need to lean on each other. And what we're introducing here is pretty much a new type of plugin. And that also means that there is no market yet. We'll need to find the market or invent the market. And that requires some creative marketing.
Yeah, sort of threading the needle, though. The reason that I raised all of that was because I do think the idea of like a call, a Zoom call, or, you know, whatever platform you're going to use, is just a really nice way of gathering in those people who would just like that little bit of extra encouragement. So... now is probably the time to raise up into my hand the things that we've got. So, okay, through the post came a letter, right? And it had the postcard from Marika. And again, the content of that is between me and Marika, but there it is, right? But also a shiny book. I'm holding a shiny book. And it's like a whiteboard kind of thing. I'm sorry, Yoast, I have to describe it because everything's audio. And it's like a shiny book, that kind of whiteboard feel. And it's got like one of those, I think they call them Sharpies or something. Typically we call them something else, but, you know, so you can write in the book, and then it comes with, I'm holding up an eraser. It's like a cloth that you can erase things with. And what the heck? It's a plugin with a shiny book.
So interesting. I'll send that to everyone.
Okay.
It might be a good idea. It's called the Correct Book, actually. It's an amazing company as well that makes those and does good things with the money that they make from it. So it's basically a reusable to-do list. And that's pretty much what one of the features of Progress Planner, the free version, is that we add a to-do list, not just in the Progress Planner page itself, but a dashboard widget on your WordPress site that has a to-do list where you can just create to-dos for yourself and tick them off. So you can have a to-do list per site. If you have multiple sites, I've found already that it's quite useful to have a to-do list per site because it makes it a lot easier. You log in and you go, oh, yeah, I wrote down that I needed to do that. So, yeah, we have a lot of ideas. This is really just like the first iteration of something very new, but we very much believe in release early, release often. And we're having a lot of fun building this.
It does. So we've identified the problem. You've got people who've made the endeavor to build a website, and then for some reason, life gets in the way, it goes stale. And so that's where Progress Planner gets in. And really, on the website, progressplanner.com, we've got these four kind of UVPs, if you like. And it's make real progress, overcome procrastination, gain insight, and earn badges. And so all of this, I'm guessing, is happening in the WP admin. What are the hooks then that you're going to draw me into? How are you going to turn me into the, I don't know, the lazy kind of can't be bothered with my website character? How are you going to turn me into the successful person? What are the carrots that you're throwing in my direction? And what are the sticks that you're beating me on the head with?
Well, sticks we don't do.
Oh, okay. That's good. I'm pleased to hear that.
But, well, maybe a bit, though.
We'll call it a twig.
So what we will do is we'll send you an email on every Monday, and we'll show you the stats of what you've done on your website last week. And it's a point score that we calculate. And actually, that point score will go down over time if you don't do anything, and it'll start to look pretty dim and red when you haven't done anything for a month. So,
can I ask, does that point score poll against my previous self or against just like other? So it's just me. So if I set myself, so basically it's me against me each week. It's not me against some arbitrary database that says you should be doing this much each week.
Well, it is right now. Oh, it is very much us against. So our opinion of what you should be doing. We will allow you at some point is to put it higher, so that you can set your goal higher. But this is what we think is the bare minimum. And so we basically tell you to log in every week and to update your plugins at the bare minimum, right? That's what we wanted to teach people to do. And not just your plugins, your theme and everything, but basically update your site. And then we'll slowly guide you to like, hey, maybe you should write a new post. Maybe you should update your about page. Maybe you should, if you haven't gotten a contact page, you should create one. If you have one, have a look at if it's still okay. And then we'll lock in the date where you did that. And then we have content reminders scheduled automatically based on like, okay, so you've written that contact page a year ago. We'll tell you to go check it again, and you can change that. The frequency a bit. So it is very much email and nudges in the admin.
Nice.
Because where else can we nudge you? Well, we might at some point implement the WhatsApp Business API or something like that and start sending you WhatsApp messages.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're really opening yourself up for 24/7 nudging.
But the thing is that you need nudges.
Yeah, you do.
And what I've found really interesting is that as I looked at this, I was like, why didn't we build this into WordPress core a bit as well? Why doesn't it have that? Because honestly, some of the techniques we're using are not new. They've been used by internet marketing companies for like forever.
So we get the weekly email, which gives us an indication of like how we've done or what we might need to do. And we log into the website and we get ourselves, what's listed on the website, your website, is website activity score. And at the moment, the image shows, you know, whether or not you're publishing content, enough content, whatever that may be, whether your content has been updated. So you've been using the example of an About Us page, and whether things have been updated in a timely way. So plugins, themes, whatever it may be, all of that being updated. And then from there, the gamification sort of seems to drop in. And I'm guessing that you start to accrue badges. And we all love a badge, it turns out. Who knew? In America, I don't think they call them badges. I think they call them pins. But the idea of something which you can attach to yourself. And it's like, look at me.
I think Duolingo calls them badges.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, I'm going with badges. Yeah. And the more you do, the more badges you get, I'm guessing.
Yes, and we will have special badges over time and per month later on maybe as well. We have lots of ideas about how to keep you engaged, because that's the whole point, right? To keep you engaged, keeping coming up with new stuff for you to do so that you are actually still working on your site. Because that's what procrastination is to a degree. It's like, it is because you find stuff dull or you're not really, well, enthusiastic enough to do the actual work. And we can give you the gimmicks that will make you enthusiastic like that.
I love the idea of it being gimmicks. I honestly, that for me is the hook. there are a lot of things in my life that I procrastinate about, but the idea of like little gimmicks, little treats, little, I don't know, little bits of fun along the way really do sweeten the bitterness of tasks like this. And obviously, as we identified at the beginning, most people, I think, logging into a website, there's going to be quite a bit of procrastination. So having kind of like a helping hand is going to be great. Your target audience then presumably is not people who think they've got a handle on their website. You are squarely pitching this at people who got a website, already did that bit. Now I've just made the, you know, I've got the intuition that I'm not really making much use of it. I know it could be a useful tool for me. I know my business could get greater success. They're your ideal people, right?
For now, yes.
Yeah.
But
okay.
We also definitely have ideas about how agencies could be using this. So we have, I told you about these mini courses that we have in the sidebar. We've actually built a system where an agency could put in their own. So they could put in their own like to-do lists or and checklists for specific types of pages. So I definitely think that we can make this work for a whole lot of people.
Oh, so wait. So the idea there would be if I, as a website agency, if I want my clients to have this engagement, you know, that's good for me, right? If the websites that my clients are using are more successful, that's, in the end, that's more business for me. Is this then a license that, I know you haven't built it, but is the idea that me, agent, would buy it to deploy on my client websites? Or would that's, I say I to my clients, go and buy the, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the things we're considering. I'm definitely also open to and actively talking to hosts about, hey, maybe this is something you should just give all your clients. Because it is in their interest as well to keep people active on their site. For so many people, and this is true for sites that have been built by agencies as well, for so many people, they don't actually use the fact that they have a content management system. They might as well have written their site in static HTML because they're not in 3 or 4 years anyway.
Yeah.
So we try to get away from that and try to nudge them into doing more. And I think that that is actually something that is true for many websites. There's only a very small subset of websites that's actually maintained by a team on a daily basis. The large majority of websites is an afterthought or at the very least, one of the things that they need to, that someone needs to do in their weekly or monthly tasks and not necessarily the thing that they think about most.
I'm guessing that there's this kind of process is kind of ripe for AI, and this may be blue sky thinking, but you know, the idea that in some way the progress planner system would be able to work out, I don't know what that would be like. Okay, we've noticed that you're creating content about cars. You're probably a car salesman. So here's some suggestions for the kind of content you might like to do. We've noticed that you write on a Thursday. Maybe you should pepper a bit on a Tuesday as well as a Thursday. But also, we've looked at your analytics software and we've noticed that, you know, you rank quite well for this, but this would be a good thing to rank against as well.
It's funny that you are doing exactly what we are doing as we build. We're coming up with way too many features, which is never a problem for me in any sort of plugin, but here it's been particularly bad. And I'm not saying no, we're not going to do that. It might very well be that we will end up building stuff like that. Right now, that we're not there yet, but we are definitely... Well, trying to move fast, but building fun things and also having a bit of fun ourselves in the process. And what I want is to get it out into more people's hands so that we get more feedback about, okay, what's useful? What should we change? How do we do this better?
Can I ask about that? If you're at the beginning of your journey, and I've just thrown a bunch of ideas at you and, you know, you listened. That was lovely. Are you at that point? Are you at the point of onboarding customers and being open about what might go into it? Or is it more kind of driven by you and the team? Because I always think that's quite a nice time to get in a product, right at the beginning, where you feel like you're one of 100 customers. So your voice is louder.
I agree. And we're definitely open. I mean, we sent out about 200 of those cards asking people for feedback, because that's what you need, right? When you need to feel like, is this something that people actually do? Because it might feel very good to us.
Yeah.
And one of the challenges with this is that a particular group of people will always ask for more things than others. So in Yoast SEO, people always ask me for features that would add settings. Like, I want a setting to turn this off. I want a setting to turn that on. What's also very important is to then say no. And to say, okay, but we have to keep this simple for the average user, because otherwise they're going to be completely overwhelmed. So I think there's a lot that we can do, and we want to hear all that feedback. And then we'll look at, like, okay, what are our ideas about how this should work and which of these fit in? And we will definitely listen and try and accommodate the very good ideas, and then also try and keep it relatively simple. Because I do think that a lot of people who've never built products don't really appreciate how hard it is to build a simple product.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The simple ones always have the most success, I feel, actually. Okay, so I have to ask, right? You don't have to answer this. Did you build this because you were procrastinating?
No.
It's not like you were sitting around one day thinking, oh, I don't know what to do.
I might build 4 or 5 other plugins while I'm working on this. Sorry, this is a common thing that Marika jokes about. When I'm procrastinating, I tend to build plugins, which annoys the shit out of her. She's like, yeah, but then you're productive when you're procrastinating.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's all right. I think take that. Better than just, I don't know.
It doesn't change the problem that I'm not.
It's better than mindless scrolling of Facebook or something like that. Yeah. But on a serious note, you know, I was being quite flippant there. You obviously build it on a whim, but this is something that you're putting your heart and soul into. So we know that, you know, you're not connected at the hip with Yoast, the SEO plugin anymore.
Not
we know that
at
you've
all,
got
actually.
Yeah, okay, at all. I didn't want to say that just in case there was some tendril.
I'm not connected to it at all, neither economically nor other than that it's my brainchild and I will love it forever. It is not. No, we're not connected to it anymore, neither me nor Marika.
But I know that you've got your fingers in pies through Amelia Capital, your sort of venture capital funding in the WordPress space. I don't know if you've reached out.
Well, we do some stuff outside of that too, but a lot of it is in the WordPress space, definitely.
Yeah, but this is a big part of your future, right? You want to make this a thing. This is what doing.
Yeah? We do this with a sister company to Amelia Capital called Amelia Projects. And we actually have more projects like this planned as well. So it's not going to be just this, but we have more ideas for things that we think need fixing in the WordPress space.
Can I just say, I've got this tool that I could recommend. If you're trying to achieve getting a few projects built, there's this thing called Project Planner, right? It's really good at kind of like making you more...
more productive.
And if you've got a website, it'll totally take care of that. You can find it at you can find it at progressplanner.com. Anything you want to add before we knock it on the head, Yoast?
No, thank you for all these wonderful questions and the good suggestions.
Yeah.
And thank you for having me.
So go and check it out. You can get your foot in the door early, whether you're an agency. That's obviously something that is on the cards, possibly worth going and exploring it, because you might be able to in the future at some point deploy it on your client websites. Or if, like me, you are the procrastinator of a website builder who just can't quite manage to make your website as good as you know it should be, go and polish it up with progressplanner.com. Check it out on the WP Builds website. We'll have links in the show notes. to all of the bits and pieces. Thank you, Joost, for chatting to me today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nathan.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that. An absolute pleasure chatting to Joost de Vult today, all about his brand new tool, Progress Planner. If you like that and you would like to make a comment, head to wpbuilds.com, search for episode number 399, and leave us a comment there. Don't forget that we've got our Black Friday deals page up, wpbuilds.com/black. Go bookmark that page for all of your needs during the Black Friday craziness, which is about to start. We'd really appreciate that. Go spread the word about that page as well. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with The Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also joined by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. Joining us also is Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hey, the excitement of rollercoaster sales. Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. We're also helped out this week by Cloudways. Cloudways, ready to supercharge your website. This Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Cloudways is offering an exclusive deal. 40% off for 4 months, plus 40 free migrations. Don't miss your chance to experience high-performance hosting at an unbelievable price. Use promo code BFCM2024 now. The offer is valid until December the 6th. Visit cloudways.com and make the switch today. And sincere thanks to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, Omnisend, and Cloudways for their support of the WP Builds podcast. Okay, that about rounds off the podcast today. I hope that you enjoyed it. Hope that we'll see you for This Week in WordPress, wpbuilds.com/live this Monday, 2 PM UK time. And if not, we'll be back next week for episode number 400 of the WP Builds podcast. That should be enjoyable. See you soon. Stay safe. Have a good week. Here comes some terrible, cheesy music. Bye-bye for now.